Remember now a passion that you have neglected. Acknowledge a passion that you have overlooked. See a passion that you now acknowledge has given you endless joy and satisfaction in your life. Bring that passion now in front of you. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is this passion all about? There are likely to be many ways to actualize this passion of yours, for as it begins, it will be rough in its contours. It will not have definite shape or form, and it may make little sense, mentally speaking. Bring this passion in front of you now. Embrace it. And ask the question, how can I implement this passion of mine so that I can receive joy from it each and every day of my life? How can I make this passion a part of who I am and who I am becoming? How do I integrate my passion into all of who I am? Detail out what you can do today to fulfill this passion of yours. Make it concrete. Materialize this passion now. Put contours on it. Give it detail. Give it form. Give it substance. Feel it, hear it, smell it, sense it. Make it happen for yourself now, today. Acknowledge this most magnificent place in your heart. Now, at this place and in this time, for yourself. And as you do, please take note of the reality that any attention you might have been given to troubling symptoms of Parkinson's will become very inconsequential indeed. Direct your attention to your passion. Make it real for yourself. Do it. Act on it. Bring your passion into your heart and allow it to feed your soul. This hour, this day, and forevermore. Become your passion now. This is Robert Rogers. And may you have a magnificent, a blissful, a joyful, and an endlessly happy day today as you fulfill your life's passion. Good day.